This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty, howdy, 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 and it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. And on that app, you can get us for free. Our podcast is there later today, too. Welcome to a Friday. I love Fridays, man.
Woo! Yeah!
Big basketball weekend, Friday. Hey, Spadil!
Yeah?
Did I see a text from you last night?
About?
We're the best...
Wait, what did I say?
Did you say something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we won the Mile High thing.
Why are you shocked?
I'm not shocked.
Yeah,
we won Best of
lost.
Mile High. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I just couldn't remember the name of it for a second.
Oh, I gotcha, Yeah. Best of Mile High?
Yeah, we won.
Nice. Number one, Jamie.
Number one show in Colorado.
Number one show.
Yeah.
Number one show.
Let's go.
Look at us go, man. We are on a roll.
Yeah, I think we've won that one 3 years in a row now.
We have?
Uh-huh.
I think we have, yeah.
Do we have any trophies?
No, they don't send trophies.
They don't send trophies?
Yeah, that's
no,
lame.
They don't.
We want a trophy.
Yeah.
You know how much I enjoy the trophies?
Oh, I know you love trophies, yeah.
I do love trophies.
I think if it's like a business, they give you like a little appeal, a window peel that you can stick on your window.
Yeah. Do we get like free lunch anywhere?
No, they try to sell you on their ceremony thing. Oh. They're like, here's $20 tickets. You can come and watch yourself win.
So they do have a banquet?
Yeah, they do.
And it's free food?
No, you got to pay to get in.
Well, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm not so excited now.
Yeah.
I thought we got something for it.
No, we don't get anything.
We get nothing.
We just get recognition.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Uh-huh.
We have to pay to go eat their food?
We do, yeah.
Probably crappy food, too. Oh, well, we won.
Yeah, we won.
Have we ever showed up for the banquet?
No.
Never.
We've never shown
up?
Huh. We might want to put that on our list.
To just go?
Yeah, I mean, they call out our names, I'm sure, when they get on stage, right?
I think they do, yeah.
It's kind of lame if they don't give you anything.
Yeah.
Also, they look around the room and nobody's there. I'm sure Dan Hardy goes and accepts it for us.
Yeah, well, his station won Best Station, I think.
Did they?
Yeah.
So he'll be there.
Uh-huh.
We'll tell him to pick up our rolls or chicken or whatever it is.
Right.
Give us. Yeah. Best of Mile High.
Yep.
Our sister station is 99.5 The Mountain, and the guy that runs is Dan Hardy. He loves winning stuff. So.
He does.
So he'll show up for the big foray.
100%.
He'll pick up our free chicken for us.
Yeah.
Okay? Box of chicken.
A little piece of paper they print out that says you won. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Spadil, you've got to be excited. Bernie Sanders is in town today.
He is. Him and AOC.
AOC?
Nice.
Yeah. My uncle, I got home yesterday from my other job, and he's like, yeah, man, you're going to have to cook dinner for yourself tomorrow night because I'm hanging out with AOC. It's like, all right, dude. You have a good time.
Oh, that's wacky.
You need to go with him.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm going out to dinner with my girlfriend tonight, so.
Yeah. Take her to AOC?
Yeah.
Get your tickets.
You guys can get a picture with Bernie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just got to RSVP, I think.
He may be sitting in one of those chairs with his mittens on. Remember that picture?
Right, yeah. His arms crossed.
Yeah, you could get a picture. You and your girlfriend with Bernie Sanders. Oh, that would be cool.
That'd be epic.
It would be a good picture.
Oh, yeah. You could post that on social media and look at you go, man. That would go viral, right? Yeah. All right. I hear that I did pretty good on the tournament, and I think Carson did pretty good, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't checked.
You haven't checked yet?
No.
We're all in this, the big pool that a lot of people are in, I guess, all across the country. But we are in a specific pool, and I think I did pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, so you're tied for first with someone else, and then Carson's in third place.
Wow.
And then I'm tied for fourth with another guy.
Right. Where's Jamie?
Jamie.
No. I'm checking you in the competition.
Jamie.
Yeah. Is Jamie...
Uh-oh, Jamie.
You didn't do so good. Your Saluki let you down.
Well, not only my Salukis, but also the Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville was my first bust.
Yeah.
So she's in 36th place out of 40 people.
Oh, wow. Well, today's a comeback
day.
Today's a comeback day.
It's a long tournament.
It's only day one, folks.
Yeah. Exactly.
She could ace that sucker today.
Well, I don't think so, because I think I even took Salukis today, and I even took Louisville again today.
Oh.
Yeah, so it might be a little while. I'll come around.
Yeah. All right, we have to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie?
Yeah, what?
I will pay you $50 to take me off the group text.
So we put BJ on a group text with 26 people because we know he has no idea how to get himself off of it.
I swear, because my watch is connected to the group text.
Yeah, yeah.
So my wrist just vibrated all afternoon yesterday with your group text.
I know. That's probably good for your circulation or something. It's right on your veins.
And to prove it, notice I don't have my watch today.
You took it off?
I took it off yesterday.
It was intense.
It was unbelievable.
I will say that. Yeah.
It was a lot. It was fun.
I forgot to put my watch back on this morning because I took it off because of the group text yesterday. You guys are out of control.
Yeah, it's fun, right?
Were you guys out together? Were you with them?
No,
or
huh?
You were just...
Yeah, I was at home.
I couldn't tell.
That's why I was doing the laundry. That's where my picture of the laundry came in.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if that was after, before,
no,
or whatever.
That was about the BYU soaking thing.
Yeah. I didn't read everything, trust me.
Well, it was just weird timing because somebody brought up BYU soaking something, I don't know. And then you guys, this is weird. You know how like when BJ and I talk about something and then it happens on TV or something? I swear to you, this is the weirdest thing. So they were doing a joke, right? And what happened? My whites were soaking. So I had to take a picture because it said soaking.
Yes. I received a picture. A great basketball game was on. They were down to the final seconds. Uh-huh. My team was winning by 1 point, and I get a picture of whites soaking.
Yep, because it was just
and
weird,
like,
timing.
Really?
I mean, what are the chances they bring it up, and then I'm like, oh, my God. Look at my whites.
I mean, that's the beauty of a group chat like that. Come on.
And they were whites, which is like God. All of it goes together.
$50. Please take me off. I don't want to go through this today. I don't.
And then there was a long story.
Yes, it was.
I finally tried to get it back to basketball. I don't know if you noticed that, but I was like, okay, everybody, that was your halftime entertainment. Let's get back to basketball. Yeah. So then it went back to basketball.
CSU today.
Yes, CSU.
Noon.
All right,
they
let's
play
go
noon today. They're playing Memphis. I don't know where they're playing at, though. I forgot.
Seattle.
Is it Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, CSU plays today at 12 noon. Hopefully, they beat Memphis and move on in the tournament, too.
Great.
Oh, by the way, you remember a couple of days ago, we were talking about Warren Buffett and that offer that he makes with the March Madness bracket challenge he does?
Yes.
Well, I found the real details on it. He's actually backed off of it this year. He's still doing it, but you can miss two and still win $1 million.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Wow.
He said because nobody ever wins.
Right.
He feels like he never gives away the money. So he's given his employees, I think you have to be an employee of Berkshire, right, in order to play. You got to be an employee.
I don't know. You have it.
He also says that the person that gets the most correct, they still win $250,000.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was just watching Fox News, and they said only 5% of the points are in right now. Only 5. So even though I'm 36th place of all of us, and 36 out of what, 40 of us?
It looks like 40. 40, 41.
Okay. So even though I'm in 36th place, I can come back.
I've got great news for you, though. Slacker's dead last. I looked at him. Dead last.
He's dead last?
Dead last.
That's not a shocker.
In some weird way, it makes me feel better. You're right. You're right.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my God.
He's dead last.
That's pretty funny.
I'm in first place.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty
somebody.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to make a lot of money. There's 40 of us.
There's 40 at $20 each.
Mm-hmm.
$800.
There you go. Good job, buddy. Those ones with the zeros, pretty easy.
I'm special.
You are, Barry.
All right, well, we're rooting for the Rams today. I hope they win. I hope they win. Yeah, and move on in the tournament. It was fun watching yesterday.
I only saw one game.
I'll be over it after the weekend probably, but at least the first day, you know, you got to figure a lot of people were out in bars, sports bars and all that. It was packed yesterday. A lot of people missing work yesterday and today.
I'll tell you, here's what I dealt with yesterday. Oh my God, let me read you this. So my son is coming. Yay, he's coming home. And so I went to bed and this is what I woke up to. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So it's myself, my son, and my son's dad. We're all in a group chat. There's three of us. You think the 40 of us or 26 of us are crazy? All right, so here's what the dad writes, okay? And this is at 10:30 at night, and I'm in bed. I'm sleeping, right? My son has a final today. And I'm like, why are they talking?
Yeah.
So this is what the baby daddy said. I just want to know how Egyptians dug 600 meters underground, the pyramids. Did you guys see that blank? That's what he wrote. I don't even know what he's talking about. Something about Egyptians digging 600 meters underground and making pyramids. Okay, I don't get it. Then my son says, that paper was published in fall of 22 by one source. Don't go crazy yet. One problem per page right now.
That was circulating everywhere yesterday.
Okay, so my son's like, that was written by one source in 22.
Yeah, I have no idea. They claim that there's these foundations underneath the pyramids, and they can't figure out how they got there.
And then the baby daddy writes, that was the first one. They just released new studies March 16th. And then my son says, did you see the JFK files released? This is all, they're writing back and forth last night. And then the dad says, yeah, but I heard there was nothing new and they still say Oswald did it. Meh. And then my son says, nah, but the FBI monitored Oswald for months before apparently. So probably made him do it. Some crazy stuff that Russia knew about and warned the U.S. too. And I'm thinking, why isn't anybody telling my kid to study for his final? Why, Dad, why aren't you piping in right now and going, don't worry about JFK, just study?
Can I ask a favor of you?
Yes.
Take me off that other feed and put me on this feed. I like that feed. That's more in line with me right there.
My God.
I want to be on this feed.
I know, but as a dad, you should be going, hey, don't you have your physics final tomorrow? Shouldn't you be in? They wrote until 11:30 last night.
Maybe Dad's so confident that he'll just ace it. You know what
maybe.
I mean?
Maybe. And it's an hour earlier in California, so it's only 10:30 there. But I'm still like, what the hell? And I'm sound asleep. And then at my phone, it says, like, I have all these new messages. I look, and between, you know, BYU and this crap, I'm done with everybody.
Yeah. Just soaking your whites.
Right?
I mean, what's a person to do, right? You got to figure out who killed JFK and soak your whites all in the one, same day.
And the pyramids.
Yeah. 300. And who counts in meters? 300 meters. Shut up, Dad.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on a Friday here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, if you were traveling over to Europe or whatever during spring break and stuff, I guess it was a nightmare yesterday. London Heathrow, it shut down. There was a fire, I guess, in the area, and so they had to shut it down because, they're doing a whole news story on it on Fox 31. Anyway, and they had to shut it down. It said it was the worst disruption over Europe in years.
I have the audio.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
okay.
I do. Right. I went and got the news report. Here it is.
Today, the airport should have been handling around 200,000 passengers. It was scheduled to have around 680 flight departures and a further 680 flight arrivals. And of course, is home to British Airways. British Airways, an airline so big that it would simply be impossible to park all of its own fleet on the ground at Heathrow at any given time. We are talking about something that I think we're going to see the impacts of not only over the coming hours, and it's very unclear as to when Heathrow will reopen or be able to reopen, but over the coming days. And this is going to have ramifications in the global aviation sector as well, as aircraft are out of place, crew are out of place and out of hours, and of course, all of the passengers around the world that are caught up in this monumental shutdown.
Monumental shutdown.
Chaos.
Yeah. So, man, it's such a pain to fly anyway. Mm. And then you have that situation going on, and then they don't know where to put their planes. Yeah. That's just a whack-a-doodle-doo.
They had planes that had to turn around yesterday. Like yeah. If you were leaving the Caribbean, for example, they had to turn around and go back, which is not a bad place to go back to. But
did your wife get back?
She did.
Yeah? Oh, wait.
Before all this broke out.
I didn't feel excitement.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited.
Okay, all right.
I'm so tired of watching basketball. You know, I
quietly
sit there
alone.
Yeah, I sit there by myself, Jamie. It's so miserable. And the games are one after another. They're on every channel. And I'm sitting there by myself. I'm so glad her and Frog are back home, because now I got something to do.
What time they get home?
Oh, you know, I was already in bed, so I think it was about 9:30 or 10.
Gotcha.
Yeah, when they got there. But thank God they're back. Because now I don't have to sit and watch basketball all day today.
And he's on spring break, right?
Yes, he is. He may be on his way over here in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Grandpa Gus had to go work.
Yeah.
It's such chaos
in
my house.
And she has to go work?
She's got to go to work at a doctor's appointment and different things. Yeah. And he's still on spring break, so he's got one more day today. And so instead of me just leaving here at 9:30 and headed home to watch basketball all day, I got something to do now. Maybe we'll go over to, you know, Chuck E. Cheese. Or
maybe they'll have the game on there.
Oh, I don't need a game.
You know what, though? Take him to, like, Red Robin and go in, like, on the bar side. Yeah. They have a bunch of TVs you can watch.
They do?
Yeah, and they have a good kids menu.
Jamie, I don't care about basketball. It's all about family, man.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, you can eat, watch a little bit of it.
Then maybe you should go to Chuck E. Cheese. $25, you can get a game, unlimited games.
I don't
really?
Need... Yep. Wow. Oh, you need, like, game games?
Like a game card, yeah.
And you $25?
They can just go play.
Man. Or you can go to Dave and Buster's. They have TVs.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Chuck E. Cheese has TVs, but I remember.
No, they got one big one that just has it.
I'm just glad I don't have to sit around and watch wall-to-wall basketball. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know.
So
I know
I'm excited,
Jay. You were over it yesterday.
Oh, I'm so excited.
By the way, the guy that doesn't want to be on the whole text feed of 26 people chimes in a couple times.
Yeah, he was loving it.
Okay, anyway. Hey, if you stole a Nintendo Switch from Bojo's Takeout, if you, you're on blast right now on Word of Mouth, Littleton.
What are you talking about?
So, you know how I follow Word of Mouth all over the whole state? Mm-hmm. Well, on Word of Mouth Littleton, they have the camera. So, some lady, her little boy, left his Nintendo Switch on the table. And they have video of the next family going to the table, picking it up, and taking it home.
Wow.
Don't you know there's cameras everywhere?
Everywhere.
I mean, you don't think there's one in Bojo's?
Exactly. And I mean, it's a perfect picture of the lady that took it.
No kidding.
Oh, my God. And it's like, look, we're not going to press charges unless you bring it back. We'll let it go. We know that you grabbed it because they turned around because they forgot. They're like, oh, crap, you forgot it. They turned around and it was gone. And they know they left it at the table. So they asked the waitress and then they looked at the tape, but it was the next family.
Is that really a crime, though?
Yeah, it really is.
Losers, weepers, finders, keepers.
Wait, huh?
Losers or sweep?
No, never finders, keepers, losers.
Losers, weepers.
Yeah.
No, it's the other way.
No, it's not.
It's losers, weepers, finders, keepers.
No, it's finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
No.
Yeah.
It is not.
It is.
Look
too.
It up, Spadell.
Yeah, I think it is.
No,
she's right.
Remember.
Yeah.
Huh?
You're right. Jamie's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only way I've ever heard someone say it.
I've never heard it that way.
Finders,
I've always heard it the
keepers,
other way.
Losers, weepers. Weepers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's how it says on Google. Hello. You're wrong, according to Google. Can you just acknowledge that?
Hold on, he's doing a deep dive.
I know, yes, he's trying. According to Google, I'm right.
Not in the South.
This guy, South of the Mason-Dixon line. This guy cannot be wrong. He
it's
just
like
can't.
The toilet spinning in a different direction.
Yeah, in Australia.
You know, I wouldn't think. Just to be serious, I wouldn't think you could actually prosecute for that.
I was wondering that same thing because, like, you left it behind. Is like, at what point is it not your property if you forget it?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you could prosecute. You could probably shame somebody for it. But I don't know if that's actually a crime.
Or you could sue him for it.
Sue him, maybe, yeah.
If you have the receipt and you showed that it was sitting there and that family came.
Right. Yeah. If I walked out in the parking lot and found $20 on the ground and put it in my pocket.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
But here's what I do know. This kid was apparently perhaps a little addicted to that Nintendo Switch because they said with the games that he had loaded on it, it was a $1,600 value.
Ooh, oh, man.
Wow. How much is a game? Like $30?
$60. Yeah. $40 to $60, yeah. I'm like, depends on which one you get, but yeah.
A few games on that sucker. Anyway. All right, let's see here. Shaquille O'Neal, he was on a podcast, and Schmidel says it's just bizarre. His advice about women is the weirdest thing you've ever heard. He was on a popular podcast called It's Giving, and he said that all women check phones. Number three.
Would you let a girl go through your phone? Would you be with the phone checker?
You can, but you got to know what you're looking at. Just know what you're looking at.
I'm not a phone checker.
You all are.
I am not a phone checker.
On today's episode of You All Are. Yeah, you all are.
No, it's them or us. Well, us, what? We are not. We don't check phones.
Watch this. Because you know I'm a scenario monster.
Come on, scenario.
We're in the car.
Yeah.
Tanya Big Booty Freak Colorado comes up on the Bluetooth. What you going to do? What you going to do?
I'm going to ask.
Thank you.
Who is that?
You went through my phone.
If Big Booty Freak comes on the phone, I could see.
Don't look. Don't look. Okay, so now you see it, you're going to ask. Now you're a phone checker.
That's wild.
That's not wild.
That's wild. If a phone lights up on the counter, I look. Even if it's not mine, I can't help it.
Because you're a phone checker. Don't. You mind your business.
Did Shaquille hook up with a chick in Colorado or something?
I guess so, man.
I was wondering about that,
She's
too.
Got a big booty, too. Yeah.
Right? Like, where did that Colorado reference come in? All I can think is Shaq was here sometime and hooked up with a girl here that had a humongous ass. That was kind of weird. The fact they added Colorado to it, I was like, something happened.
Oh, yeah. That was really specific.
It wasn't it? Okay, Shaq. I'm gonna tweet him and ask him if he hooked up with a chick from Colorado. Wow. All right. And then he also talked about how men aren't supposed to be honest with women. Here it is.
Do you think you could be all the way honest with your woman?
No, because you're not supposed to be all the way honest.
I rebuke that.
Let me explain. You ready?
Yes.
Let's just say we have a semi-open relationship.
Okay.
Right? And you call me. You want me to say, I'm with this freak. I'm going to try to hit it. I'll call you back. That's honest. Or, baby, can I call you back? I'm with a friend.
Don't say I'm with a friend.
Yeah, it's a friend.
That's a lie.
She's a friend. If she's in my presence, she's some sort of friend. She's not my girlfriend. She's some sort of friend. So you say you want honesty. If you can handle it, yeah. But if you can't handle it, sometimes you have to protect them. You have to protect the feelings.
Dang.
That's all I'm saying.
That's wild.
Yeah, I'm with a friend. That's not a lie. I'm not giving you details, but I'm with, like, you. Really, you want me to say, hey, I'm in Vegas, I'm with this little freak?
I want the truth. So, me.
You want me to say, I'm in Vegas, I'm with the little freak, she charged me $1,000, I'm going to try to get it to $700. I'm going to knock it down. I'm going to knock it down. You know me, it's going to take about 5 minutes. I'm going to call you back in 10 minutes. That's what you want to hear? Or you want to say, baby, I'll call you back in 20 minutes. I'm in a meeting.
He's pretty entertaining.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a good podcast.
And it feels like his go-to word is freak.
Yeah. Loves it.
Or person. Yeah. Not only just the word, but a go-to person. Wow. All right. Shaq is giving us things we never really knew before, did we? Okay. What was it? Big Booty Freak Colorado?
I mean, he does come here at least once a year because he's always playing his DJ sets here.
Oh, he is?
DJ Diesel, yeah.
Well, I guess he has a chick here. We know what she is put in as in his phone. Let's hear. And then finally, BJ gave me the worst, worthless piece of, I don't know. He gave me a piece of paper. Here's what it says. You ready? Crisis that's driven Taylor Swift into hiding takes dark turn. Desperate Travis Kelce is struggling to help, but there's a crushing private battle she'll never walk away from. That's all it says.
That's pretty
does
amazing,
it have
though.
Details?
Nope. That's it.
You got to pay for it. Yeah. I'm not paying for it. It's that, what is it, the M Plus that they've just started with Daily Mail?
That's so annoying.
Isn't that annoying, though? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Remember, a library card. Yeah. If you have a library card, you can read all these articles.
I thought, here, Jamie, maybe you'll pay for it.
Yeah, no, I'm not. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.